The provincial election is today and Ontarians will be heading to the polls to cast their votes. PC party leader Doug Ford called a snap election in late January, citing the need for a renewed government mandate amid the threat of U.S. tariffs. Voters will now decide which party will govern Canada's most populous province by casting a ballot for a local candidate in their riding. The major party leaders are Ford, who has been premier since 2018, NDP leader Marit Stiles, who heads up the official opposition at Queen's Park, Ontario Liberal Party leader Bonnie Crombie, the former mayor of Mississauga, and Green Party of Ontario leader Mike Schreiner. Ontario has 124 ridings. A party must secure at least 63 seats to form a majority government. Here's what you need to know to participate in Election Day. How to find your voting location. Elections Ontario provides a portal that can help find when and where to vote. Residents can enter their postal code or search by an electoral district here. The postal code search will reveal your local voting center's location address and hours, as well as candidates running in your riding. In order to cast a ballot, you must be 18 years of age or older, a Canadian citizen and a resident of Ontario. Post-secondary students who meet those conditions can either vote in their home district or in the riding where they live while attending school. That means Canadian college and university students living in Toronto for their studies are eligible to vote. Voting booths are open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. How to vote? The last day to register to vote was on February 17. Those who are registered should have received a voter information card in the mail. But if you didn't have a chance to register, don't panic. Voter information cards are not required to cast a ballot on Election Day, per Elections Ontario's rulebook. Ontarians can bring one piece of ID with their name and home address to a voting location. Accepted forms of identification include an Ontario driver's license, motor vehicle permit, income tax notice of assessment, insurance statement, tuition statement, and more. Registered voters with a voter information card still need to bring a piece of ID with them to vote, but it is not required to have an address or photo. Ontarians can also contact their local election office on Election Day to make an appointment to use assistive technology. Toronto Today readers can follow along with election coverage here.